Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I tried to warn you just to stay away. I'm out there outside ready to buzz. It looks like you might be one of us.
It's Entertainment Schmig. Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Okay, last night, final season of Modern Family, and Eric Stone Street, you know, Cam has talked about Fizbo the Clown for years, actually based on Eric as a kid. He dressed up as a clown named Fizbo, and last night, Fizbo comes in and saves the day as someone tries to pick a fight with Mitchell at the gas station.
Forget about it, all right?
Listen, Carrot Top, I didn't touch you. So do the smart thing. Shut your hole, get in your car, and drive away.
Is there a problem here?
What the hell are you?
I'm the ass-kicking clown that'll twist you like a balloon animal. I will beat your head against this bumper until the airbags deploy. So apologize to my boyfriend right now.
Apologize? Boyfriend?
Apologize!
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's go. We're going to be late.
And he pulls out a giant clown clock. Classic. Bye, Fizbo. All right. Bonus Jonas. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas apparently expecting a baby 9 months after getting married.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Congrats.
They're busy in Las Vegas. Isn't that where they got married, right?
Yeah.
What stays in Vegas goes home with you 9 months later.
Wow. That one did not get past the focus group.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
No, they're pregnant right now. Like, if she were delivering a baby today, it would have happened in Vegas. That's not how the baby math works.
Whoa, guys. Slow down.
There's an egg and a... Never mind. Okay.
Whoa.
Rick Moranis. Coming out of retirement after 24 years to appear in the upcoming reboot of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Boom!
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Josh Gad is going to be the big star. He is going to be, he'll play Rick's son. And I'm sure he, you know, like father, like son, shrinks his kids. But Rick Moranis. This is crazy.
Yeah.
He's done like some voices here and there, but that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say he was going to be involved in the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know. Don't know about that.
What a character that is.
This is his first on-screen role since 1996. It's sad, but he's okay. So his wife died of breast cancer in 1991. And after that, he started backing away from Hollywood to be a parent to his two kids. Mm-hmm. And he said he never really retired. He just took a break. Which turned into a longer break. But he said, it was important for me to be there for my kids. My life is wonderful. I don't regret a second of it. Aw, Rick Moranis.
I wonder if he'll be like back, you know? All of a sudden he's in everything again.
There'll be a Strange Brew too.
Yeah, all those things.
Cool. Love is in the air, and there's a rundown of the most popular romantic comedy in each state. Illinois makes sense, because if you didn't have a John Hughes film, I would be disappointed in you, Illinois.
Which one?
16 Candles.
Okay. Mm.
So great. So great. Jake Ryan. And then in Missouri.
Come on. Give me a good one.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Favorite rom-com, Convy?
I'm not a big rom-com guy. I don't know. Sandler?
Wedding Singer?
Yeah, what is it?
Say Anything.
Oh, all right. I'll take
Lloyd Dobler. Hand. Lloyd Dobler, who is?
That's John Hughes as well, right?
No, that was Cameron Crowe.
Oh, that's right.
Cameron Crowe. So, there you have it.
Those are good. Both are good.
Mm-hmm. Both solid.
Good for us. Any bad ones on that list? Did you see?
Let's see. Some of the other ones were Clueless, There's Something About Mary, and Pretty Woman.
Yeah, those are all good, too.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman, though. I mean, at the heart of it.
The heart of it is
she's
a love
story,
Jen. She's
got a heart of gold, Jen. A heart of gold.
A hooker with a heart of gold.
You go, Kevin. Kevin's on the defensive.
Mindy Kaling posted a picture of her at the Oscar after party with her Office co-writer and once boyfriend BJ Novak, and he replied to the post, "Best accessory is a beautiful superstar." Let's get those two back together, shall we? Come on. I'm really pushing for it. But speaking of that, there was a poll about who wants to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston back together.
Oh, man.
Tim is so fed up with this.
And?
22% of people want to see them back together, but even more people want to see Brad and Angelina back together.
Really?
I get
really?
It. They have kids. They're doing it for the kids. But they had the couples they most want to see get back together. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron. That's a long shot.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not happening.
Yeah.
These people haven't had a lot going on in 25 years.
Yeah.
Those two are vastly different now, too. I feel like if Winona Ryder was in the same room with him, she'd be like, what happened?
Let's put Aniston and Schwimmer on that list, too.
No.
They were on a break.
They'll always be on a break. Ross doesn't deserve her. She's too good for him. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. More at 8:40. And you can get Schmiggin podcast.
Don't stop beating like a drum. My heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, gone, gone. I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
The unfortunately named Philip Phillips on Y98. Now your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Partly sunny, very windy, and much colder today. As temperatures will continue to fall through the 20s and into the teens by late in the day. Get ready for that. Clear and cold tonight. Low 5 degrees. So hang on tight. That's your weather.
Yeah. It's cold out there. My wife went out with her damp hair walking the dog, and it froze to her head. So.
You don't have to be...
The damp hair did?
Yeah.
Or the dog?
Both.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Cool. No bell, huh?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh, ding. I know.
Yeah, there we go.
The first bell since I've been back.
The bell has been severely... underrepresented since Australia.
I was out of town for 2 weeks.
yeah. But you're back. My husband got really excited last night. He's like rocking out to his playlist because he is getting tickets for Rage Against the Machine.
Cool it in now.
Wow. Reuniting, going out on tour. He's excited. I know some friends who are excited. And so he was talking the other night. He just kind of asked me, like, I know you probably don't want to go to the show, but I'm going to get tickets. Do you want to go? And I said, I don't really have the energy for that show. That show's going to be intense. I pass. To which my 10-year-old says, I'll go. What band is it again? What does their music sound like? Which not only makes you feel old, but then we have to step in and I say, I don't really think that's the concert for you.
3 weeks later, Finn has dreadlocks and a tattoo.
I said, that show's going to be a little intense. Ryan's like, it's a bunch of 40-year-old guys going to see Rage Against the Machine. I said, I don't know. I still think it's going to get a little crazy. You know, not even talking about the music. Let's put the music aside for a minute. I said, I've been to some scary concerts where I realized, like, whoa, I'm in over my head. And then all of a sudden his eyes get big. Because all of a sudden he's like, tell me these pre-mom stories where you had dangerous adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, there was, he's like, dangerous.
He sits down in his robe, he lights his pipe. He's like, tell me more.
I said, well, when I was younger, I went to Lollapalooza in Toronto and it was Beastie Boys and Smashing Pumpkins. And Beastie Boys had a mosh pit. And it was intense. This is like, you know, your peak mosh pit years. And some guy came out of the mosh pit holding his hands together with blood just dripping out of his hands. I mean, like gushing.
Nice.
Something happened to him. I don't...
You know what he was doing.
What?
Fighting for his right to party.
He was.
Come on, belly.
There's collateral damage sometimes.
And then after Beastie Boys, we got in close. We were like two rows from the stage. We got up really close. And then people were pushing so hard, I thought I was going to get crushed by the barricade up front. I was like, my rib cage is going to completely collapse. I'm in over my head here. So I'm sure that I'm not the only one with like a scary concert experience.
Your scary concert experiences are just you went to a rock show and saw things that happen at rock shows all the time. That's just kind of what it is, right?
No, I know, but explaining it to a 10-year-old, I'm like, you haven't, you know, he's been to a couple concerts, but he's been to like Imagine Dragons and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's a little different. So I went, when I was growing up, to one of the first years of the Warped Tour. It was out at what was then called the Riverport Amphitheater. And one of the headliners was a band called Pennywise, who's a punk band.
Yeah.
Serious punk band from Southern California. And a security guard had kind of tossed a kid who was trying to hop on stage, and Pennywise, the guitarist, didn't like it. This guy named Trevor, the guitarist for Pennywise, he kicked this security guard right in the face.
Oh, whoa.
And then the whole place went insane, and it was essentially a riot, and Warped Tour was done for the year. And I was like, I don't know, 13, and I was like, I got to get out of here.
Wow.
Warped Tour was done for the year, meaning they called off the rest of the tour, or it was the last stop?
No, done for the night.
The concert was over because it kind of turned into,
I mean, not like the Guns N' Roses riot, but it was pretty insane. And the Warped Tour couldn't come back for several years to Riverport. So then like 10 years later, we're at K-Rock and Pennywise is in there.
What, when you're in Ludo?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like so terrified because I saw this guy kick a man in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, how's this going to go? And he comes out, and he was the kindest, most gentle. He's like, hey, just want to let you guys know we love the song. We're big fans. Good dude. I'm like, I saw you kick somebody in the face.
Good thing he liked the song.
Yeah.
And he could, it's not like, and when I said that to him, it's not like he remembered, because Trevor's doing that fairly regularly. Like,
you
that
think
happens.
So?
Oh, man, you know Pennywise? He's not messing around.
Well, and I didn't even bring up the Guns N' Roses story to my son, because I just feel like you're 10 years old. I don't want to completely scare you off from ever going to a concert.
That doesn't scare a 10-year-old. That makes a 10-year-old want to go to concerts all the time.
Yeah, he did get a little, I could see a little glimmer in his eye when I told him about Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it sounds incredible.
Like, tell me
He's
about
like,
this.
If you can't go, can you at least bring me a t-shirt or a robe?
So we thought, you probably have some, you know, concert experiences. Maybe not somebody getting kicked in the face.
But where you feared for your life for just a moment as a kid, maybe.
You're like, maybe I'm in over my head. Yeah. I was in another country. I was like 2 hours away from home.
You say you were in another country. It sounds
You were in Canada. Still.
Take
it's
it
like
easy.
America light, but still.
I was in another country at a bare naked ladies concert. I just... Things got crazy.
You can call us or text us, 314-531-9898. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Would it count as scary during the quiet moments when you would hear the toilets flushing at the B. Arthur show at the pageant?
Yeah, no.
I'd give anything to have been at that show, Lance.
Don't get me started on the Kitty Carlisle show. That was scary, too. Look it up. Google it. Westbound 270, heavy after 367 past West Flores, and 70 eastbound's pretty good from High.
Lizzo on Y98. Congratulations to Ashley Brewer from St. Charles. Woo! She's going to see Janet. Miss Jackson, if you nasty, chance to win again tomorrow. And we've not given our Backstreet Boys tickets away yet today. So keep listening. You hear two Backstreet songs in a row. You give us a call and you are going to see that show. Quick question as something just popped on the TV here. Legitimate question. I want you guys all the way in. Lance, this includes you. Who's spending more money? Mike Bloomberg to tell us that he's running for president, or Channel 5 to tell us that Monica Adams has joined the team?
Oh, Tim.
It's
who's
a tight
spending
race.
More?
Tight race.
I want to know. I really do.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
No.
No.
All right. It's celebrity birthday time. We just gave away Janet Jackson tickets. Her nephew has a birthday today. How old is Prince Michael Jackson?
Wait. No, you can't blame Michael Jackson for...
Not to be confused with Blanket, right?
Yeah, which one's
this
which?
Is not Blanket. This is
don't
Prince.
Don't they have the same name?
This is the older one, I think. I don't know.
This is the son from Michael Jackson and Debbie Rowe.
Aren't they both? So confused.
I don't know.
No, Prince Michael Blanket Jackson.
So he's the one that Michael held over the balcony, too. I don't know. Older or younger than Paris? No one knows. 25.
That's what I was thinking.
I think 20.
24.
23. Mm. 23. How old is British pop star Robbie Williams? When I come to call,
she won't forsake me. Oh, yeah.
So good. He's so good. And just the biggest thing everywhere except for here.
Yeah, one of those guys who's a huge star in Europe and not in America.
Yeah. When that he had that song, We Got Stars, that was out, and everybody told me I looked like him all the time.
Yeah, I could see it a little bit. Mm-hmm.
He is Robbie Williams, 46.
46 is right.
Wow.
Nice job.
Self-edit on the fly there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You gotta follow your heart, Lance.
How old is talk show host Jerry Springer?
You're better off moving on. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
You guys go.
I think he's in his 70s. I'm gonna say 73.
76.
76 is right.
Nice.
Oh yeah, nice. Nice. And finally, he used to be the lead singer for Genesis, and then he went out on his own. How old is Peter Gabriel? In your eyes, the light, the heat. In your eyes, I am complete. In your eyes, I see the doorway. In your eyes, a thousand churches.
I'd imagine he's in Jerry Springer's neighborhood, maybe a little bit older.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe, could he be 80?
I don't know. Maybe. Go ahead.
80.
No.
Lance?
73.
Oh, wow. I'll go 75.
70.
Oh, 70. Really? Way overshot. Yeah, like no one should ever follow my lead on this game.
Is Phil Collins the same age, you think?
I think they're very close.
Yeah, I think they're about the same. I think all those guys are probably about 70 that came out of Genesis. Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Celebrity birthdays for the day. Happy birthday if you're having one yourself.
Happy birthday. Phil Collins born in 1951.
59.
You did the math.
Yeah, I just did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.